advice time. I really want to know what your advice is for this guy.
Okay.
Because this is kind of a strange request from his lady. So I've been dating this girl for some time now. She's out of my realm. She's hot as hell. So I guess he's like a 2 and she's like an 11.
Right.
And he said, I consider myself very lucky for it.
Right. She's totally out of his league in every way, shape, and form.
Totally out of his league. She has, 12 million friends on Facebook. He has 3. She's hot as hell. He's not. So the relationship he thinks is perfect in every way.
Except he's asking us a question. So
yeah. So he's even planning on getting her a ring.
Okay.
But then they were talking about sex things that they would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she admitted to him a major reason she is attracted to me is because I'm a descendant of a Holocaust survivor.
And that's weird. Who cares about that? That's
she
okay.
has a fantasy of being in a concentration camp.
What?
And where she's a guard and she's overpowered by a male Jewish prisoner.
No. She's sick. There's something wrong with her.
She insists that we give it a try. She's even went as far as to buy costumes for both of us.
That is batshit. I'm sorry. That's not a normal request. I know that people have their kinks and stuff that they're into, and it's fine if somebody wants you to tie them down or blindfold them or, whatever kink they're into, worship their feet, whatever. But I draw the line at Nazi play. I think anybody that has a fantasy of like a Nazi fantasy or a concentration camp fantasy, something is mentally wrong with them. It is not unlike the people that want you to poop on them. I know they're out there, but I just don't, I do not understand that. I don't want any part of it. That is a major deal breaker. Major. There's something wrong with her.
All right. So that's kind of like a rape fantasy. So if somebody brings that up, is that a deal breaker also?
No, that's different. Rape fantasy has more to do with losing control, has more to do with letting the other person completely control the sexual environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a little more common than you would imagine. I mean,
oh, really?
I've read about it. I've heard about it before. The rape fantasy for a lot of women, it's not just a deal breaker, but it's triggering and it's really awful. But I think what happens in fantasy is a lot of taboos. So rape obviously is a huge taboo. And there's some people that, they want to go there. That's why when you look at porn, there's so much of that stepbrother, stepsister because it's really taboo. And people use porn to kind of exercise those taboos. They try to push the envelope. Mm-hmm. Something they would never do in the real world. It's not like these people truly want to be raped or somebody really wants to have sex with their stepsister. It's just about a taboo and pushing the envelope. The idea of the Holocaust thing, that's not about taboo. That's about something else. There's something wrong with her because mm-hmm. that's not like a regular cosplay kind of fantasy. The fact that she specifically wants to, she doesn't say, let's play Holocaust survivor and Nazi. She's with him because he's related to Holocaust survivors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's no, I'm sending you to a shrink. You just got to go ahead and run immediately.
I mean, if he really loves her and cares about her, he should say to her, this isn't a regular fantasy. What the fantasy you have is disturbing and you are somehow disturbed. I think you need therapy to figure out what that's about for you and some sort of deep-seated anti-Semitism or something that you're exercising here.
Hmm.
Because again, it's not like she's saying, let's play this. She's saying she's with him because he is a descendant of Holocaust survivors. So this isn't just taboo. Something has touched into the real world that is very disturbing.
And she got costumes. She went and bought costumes for
it. I mean, even that's not okay. Something's wrong with her.
I can't imagine a guy bringing a rape fantasy up, though. I always thought that was the girl that brings that up. The guy brings that up, that's just wrong. It's weird in so many ways.
Yeah, I don't think guys bring it up. I think they do it.
They play along with it because she brought it up.
Well, it depends on your generation. The generation now is really into consent. So they would have that conversation ahead of time and say, I have this fantasy. It's a little out there. Would you be down with it? And then the girlie that says, that's too triggering for me. It's too weird. Or how rapey is this going to get?
It's going to get rapey.
but our generation, my experience is guys just, they try it and they see how you react. I mean, they don't actually do it, but they walk up to that line and then they see if you're down with it or not in the moment.
No, I think if you have that fantasy, you need to watch some TV shows and movies with that in, because it's never good. It's the guy leaves the room and gets killed by the killer. Then the killer puts the mask on and he goes in.
Right.
That's how it always ends.
It's scary.
It's the same thing of people that get tied up. They get tied up and then the person has a heart attack and dies and you're stuck there tied up.
Right, exactly. You're stuck there tied up and then you end up
being eaten by your dog, like that movie.
Right.
Yeah, there's a movie where the lady gets tied up and then the guy has a heart attack and dies and she's tied up.
Oh, yeah. What movie was that?
A horrible movie, but but I see things like that and that goes in the back of my head and I go, I'm not going to do that.
Right. You can have all the safe words you want. But if the person has a heart attack and dies with the keys in their pocket on the other side of the room, you're screwed.
You're in the woods and you can't get out and you're screaming all you want and nobody's coming to find you. Thank God there's SIRI. I'm not even going to say her name because she'll come up.
That's funny.
You can yell
that's
for her.
You can yell. Oh yeah, that's right. If your phone's in the room, you can yell that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine the cops that show up and you're like, okay, don't judge me. Just free me.
Just go to him. The body's, and I didn't kill him. I couldn't.
Clearly I'm not available to be, my hands aren't available. Clearly there's no way I could have killed him.
Right. But get the keys off of him. He's over there and let me out. Don't tell anybody at work about this.